RadioSaintPete.com.
Local event coverage from RadioSaintPete.com. Recorded Monday, June 16th, the dedication of the 300th Habitat for Humanity home in Pinellas County. Audio courtesy of St. Pete TV.
Well, good morning. My name's Mike Sutton, and I'm the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas County. And I want to welcome and thank everyone for being here this morning as we celebrate the dedication of the 300th Habitat home here in Pinellas County. Since 1985, Habitat for Humanity has been building affordable homes in partnership with families here in Pinellas County. Today marks a huge milestone. We thank you. We couldn't have done it without all of our wonderful corporate partners here in Pinellas County.
On behalf of my Deputy Mayor, Dr. Kanika Tomlin, and myself, we want to thank you all for being here today. And once again, the sun is shining on us here in St. Petersburg and on 21st Avenue South today. I want to say a special thanks to Mike Sutton, the CEO of Habitat Pinellas, and I want to say congratulations on this incredible milestone of 300 homes. I also want to thank Bill Probst, I see Bill here, Catalina Marketing. These homes don't get built without partners like you all. I'm also excited to welcome the Midtown Mercy Neighborhood Preservation Partnership. Their focus on the 22nd Street corridor of St. Petersburg means a new partner for us as we work to make neighborhoods destinations once more. And I'm honored, truly honored, to be able to say today to Tamara Harrell and her two children, welcome to your home. Thank you all again for everything you do. Thank you for your support. And thank you to Habitat for Humanity for your commitment to this community and for your commitment in particular today to South St. Petersburg. Thank you.
At Habitat for Humanity, our vision is that everyone in the world would have a decent place to live. And in seeking to promote that dream, we love building new homes with you and with homeowner candidate families like the Tamara Harrell family. But we also know that our work requires more than new homes. It also involves the renovation of existing homes with people who are struggling to maintain their existing homes. So Habitat Pinellas is expanding our housing program to encompass the renovation of existing homes here in the 22nd Street corridor. We're calling this expanded program the Neighborhood Preservation Partnership to signify our effort to promote the preservation of homes and homeownership here in this area in partnership with homeowners, the community, and the City of St. Petersburg. Based on the Habitat for Humanity model, our work will include sweat equity and an affordable zero-interest mortgage. Renovations will include aging-in-place modifications, energy efficiency upgrades, roof replacement, structural repairs, exterior enhancements, all with the goal of sustaining homeownership in this community. Habitat for Humanity considers it a privilege to be a participant among the many individuals and groups doing great work in this community. We look forward to continuing to promote homeownership opportunities as we dream of a world where everyone has a decent place to live. Let's build.
As we celebrate our dedication of the 300th home, we are thrilled to have a special guest. Today we have Ms. Jane Dunaway, Habitat Pinellas' very first Habitat homeowner. She lives right here in St. Petersburg. We wish you many more happy years in your Habitat
home. Thank you so very much.
But the reason we're all gathered here today is because it's our milestone 300th home, but yet, it is our homeowner, Tamara Harrell, who we are celebrating today.
First of all, I want to congratulate all those who worked so hard for today. You know, there's 300 homes that have been built that we're celebrating, and the Chamber of Commerce is excited about it because every home represents a lot of businesses that have gotten involved. So why you want a strong community of commerce is because they want to invest back in the community. They want to build homes because they need strong neighborhoods, and then they need strong schools. So today, to me really reflects we are one community and we're all on the same page and working hard for something that matters so much to all of us. I actually have my two boys that go to the schools at Perkins and Sanderlin on both sides, and I literally cut through this street every day to pick up the kids in my rush to get them picked up and dropped off. So this is my neighborhood too, and I'm just so excited that we care enough to invest as we have. And so thank you all for that investment. And for you all, congratulations. I know it's been a lot of hard work. The sunflower represents one of the most intelligent flowers ever. Did you know that? That each sunflower, actually, the center of it is hundreds of other flowers, and they all work together. And to me, that symbolizes community, everybody working together. And the sunflower is the only flower that will follow the sun from sun up to sunrise. So it's always keeping its eye on where it's going to get its nourishment, its enrichment, and its sense of life. And so to me, the sunflower represents all that is good about a community and all that's good about life. And may you have a long and a lasting life here.
Thank you. The hammer that Barbara holds represents the principle by which we build, the theology of the hammer, which is how we put faith into action to come together and build.
Before I hand this hammer over, I just want to say how awesome this day is. When I got to Habitat Pinellas 11 years ago this July, we had just finished our 100th house. And so we've done 200 houses in a much shorter time than we did those first 100 houses. And I could just say, look at all the people who made that happen. All the folks here, our staff, the board of advisors, former board members, all of our partners, our donors, our volunteers. I just want to say, Habitat Pinellas rocks. And I can say that because many years ago, we said in 2014, we'd be building our 300th house, and some people didn't believe it, but here we are. Amen. Amen. Amen.
There are two special organizations that I want to talk about a little bit about today, specifically that have helped Tamara get where she is in terms of her home, the actual building of the home. I know you put a lot of sweat equity into the home, so I don't want to take anything away from you. We have the two partners I want to talk a little bit about today. One of them is a program that you may not be familiar with. It's been going on for a number of years here at Habitat. It's the Collegiate Challenge Program. And that program basically encourages young people, college students from all over the country, to take their spring break here in Florida and help us build homes with Habitat. The pay-to-play program funds the homes that they are working on. And to date this year, we had 8 colleges take the challenge. That's pretty amazing. So any of you that have college-age kids, you need to let them know about this program. Those 8 colleges, first of all, we had the University of California at Berkeley. We had University of Minnesota. We had Ohio State University, Andrew College. And then the students from these next 4 schools worked specifically on Tamara's house. Together, 40 students worked 1,300 hours to help change the lives of Tamara and her kids. Those colleges were the College of Scholastica, the University of Wisconsin, Hamline University, and Kent State. So give those students a round of applause. I'm hoping that they're all back at school studying real hard right now, or working to pay for next year's school.
It gives me a pleasure every time we dedicate a home, particularly to give a gift to a family who is so deserving, and particularly when you take a look at the quality of these homes. I've had an opportunity to build these homes, and I used to think I knew what I was doing until I found out the right way of doing it. But they're so well built. They're just absolute quality. And I wish my home was built as well as this is, to tell you the truth. And what I have today, Tamara, that I'd like to give you is a shirt that says, "One More Family in a Good Home, Catalina Marketing Charitable Foundation." But that's not all I'm going to give you. Something I know that you've been waiting for, and it always gives me a great pleasure to have the opportunity to do this, is to give you the keys to your new home.
I guess it's up to me now. You stop it.
First off, I just want to thank God for giving me this opportunity and Habitat for providing the opportunity for me. I want to thank the sponsors that sponsored the house. Stop it. That sponsored the house. And also everybody that helped me with my hours and get me to this point. Thank you.
Local event coverage from RadioSaintPete.com with audio courtesy of St. Pete TV. The dedication of the 300th Habitat for Humanity home in Pinellas County, Florida. Recorded Monday, June 16th.
RadioSaintPete.com.